Are you saying that some schools are misleading in how much they actually charge students for athletic fees?
This is an academic exploration, and so we're just looking for the facts, and we'll leave it to the shareholders and the stakeholders in this whole process to make their decisions.
Who would those stakeholders be, the students?
Stakeholders are the students, the parents of the students, right. The universities, the legislature, the taxpayers who, and these, remember my studies on public universities, so the taxpayers, and quite honestly, society.
Well, let's focus on one school in particular that you looked at in your research, and that would be Coastal Carolina University in South Carolina. What did you find there?
Okay, well, Coastal Carolina, their total budget is around $19 million for athletics, and about 15.5 of that, over 80%, is from subsidies. It means they generate about $3.5 million. That would be ticket sales. That would be from athletic contributions. Okay,
right,
and appearance fees are playing, and also corporate sponsorship. So schools this size get very, very little TV revenue. At Coastal, they spend 19 and bring in 3.5. So the difference, what we call the subsidy, is 15.5 or $15.6 million. Okay, that subsidy, they state with the NCAA two things: about $3.2 million of it comes from student fees, and then they put on another line that $12.3 million comes from other school funds. And so I asked the university, what are the source of other school funds, and they told me tuition. Okay, so you take that, so the subsidies come from tuition. Part of it they call fees, part of it they call other school funds.
All $15.5 million.
All $15.5 from the U.S. Department of Education. They said they had 8,071 full-time equivalent students that year. And you come up with a subsidy for a full-time student, full-time equivalent student, $1,935. Now, on their website, they say that the athletic fee is $175 per semester or $350 a year for in-state students.
I mean, that's quite a disparity from what you're telling me.
Well, that's what they say the fee is. But what they disclose or they file with the NCAA and the Department of Education states that they're subsidizing it with tuition. And so it works out as $1,935 per student, which is, I also put that against their tuition. It's about 21% of tuition.
Wow.
It's going directly to subsidize athletics.
Have you seen this at other schools?
Yes. At South Carolina State, it's 1,873. At Winthrop, 1,673. Norfolk State, 1,655. Alabama State, 1,566.
You may not be able to answer this question, but why are schools so reluctant to post how much they charge students for athletics?
You're exactly right. I can't answer that question. I have no data that tells me why.
Is it possible they think, if they take in more money for sports, they build up these sports programs, regardless of how big the school is, it's going to help their image somehow? It's going to be a branding thing for them?
Maybe that's true.
Has your research shown any sort of evidence that there is a correlation between the amount of money brought in for athletics and the branding of a school?
No, but during my research, I read many other academic manuscripts which show that there is no correlation. A lot of the giving to sports is to season tickets, for example, and you give a gift and you get better seats, okay? But the correlations that are out there pretty much say that people that give to athletics rarely turn around, or athletic success, there doesn't seem much correlation to academic giving. They're separate issues. People who are sports fans of the university are not rarely giving to the academic side.